Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Good morning and welcome to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And this is Pastor Benjamin Davis.
And this is the last of our GSSM interviews. And today we are joined by Aaron Ometz. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing excellent. Yes. How are you guys? Hope you guys are having a great day.
We are. Great to have you with us. And so I hope you've been enjoying these Friday interviews with the Global School of Supernatural Ministry team members. And Aaron, we're just so glad that you're with us. Do us a favor. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your story, the how and the why you came to be just a student at Global School? You know, what inspired you to go from just a guy in church to saying, man, I want to go get in the game and make a difference in ministry and all of that?
Sure. So I got saved when I was 9 at, I guess you'd call it a revival meeting. It was one of those like turn or burn kind of sermons, you know, that most of us heard growing up. And it was just very much like, well, I don't want to burn, so I better turn.
So, you know, not a bad start, really.
Sounds great to me.
Seems logical. Yeah.
You know, so I'm walking out and I said to my grandma, I was like, well, I don't know, but I want to get saved. So she led me through the process, and I had felt very much like, okay, well, now that I'm not going to burn, I want to turn everybody else.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
He's getting excited. He's pounding the table.
Now he's gesticulating. That's right. His hands are moving. No, you're doing it. Great. Keep going. Yeah.
So wanted to tell people about it, and then I got to the point where I was doing everything wrong. You know, not in the spirit. I mean, like, you know, I got to liking the girls and drinking and getting into some drugs. Never anything real hard, but enough to like be a problem. And I went to a Baptist church service one time, and the pastor was giving a message on the prodigal son, and he was looking at me the entire time. Yeah. Now, he probably wasn't, but in my mind, I'm like, all right, this guy knows that I'm prodigal and I better listen to this because God, so I'm probably like, yes, Lord, whatever you want. Well, I grew up as like not believing in the gifts for today. So healing and miracles and prophecy and all that stuff was like died with the apostles. And so it was very frustrating, you know, because there's more of an abundant life here and you're telling me that there's an abundant life, but okay, where is that? It's more than just reading the Bible and coming to church, which are amazing things, but where's the abundant life? So I don't know how far you guys want me to go into this, but I was angry believing in Jesus. Not angry at believing in Jesus, but I'm like, I was angry and I was believing in Jesus at the same time. And those things don't necessarily mix.
There's a social media page called the Church Curmudgeon. Is that how you were feeling a little bit?
Yes.
There you go.
The Church Curmudgeon. Church curmudgeon. That's a first on me.
And he just posts really cranky Christian posts.
Okay.
I mean, it's satire.
Okay,
but
I got it.
It's amusing. So.
Yep. So, yes, that's where I was.
You were the Church Curmudgeon.
I was the Church Curmudgeon.
Okay, all right. Now I got you. Yeah, you know? Okay.
And so I had told these guys a little bit of my story why I ended up having a real bad day, and I went to jail for a year. And God gave me favor and moved in the whole experience. And I'll just real quick, one of the things, it was about February. I got arrested in May of 2018, and I got out in July of 2019. And I just ripped open the Bible the one day and pointed at something. I was like, God, this has got to be for me because I'm struggling here. And it was 2 Kings chapter 25 and verse 27, I think is where it started. And it says, in the 32nd year, on the 12th month, on the 27th day of the month, Jehoiakim, king of Judah, traded in his prison garments for royal robes, and he sat at the table of the king regularly, and the king provided for his substance for the rest of his days, basically. And I was like, all right. So I walked out the 12th month on the 28th day of the month, so I missed it on the... But ever since then, I had, like, started this journey, got baptized in the Holy Spirit. My wife was telling me about, there's this church where people are rolling around on the floor and dancing and stuff. And I was just like, I need that.
I need how many guys say, I need that. I need a church that's rolling around on the floor.
So that was about 5 years ago, and here we are. It ended up leading to Global. Mm. Really long way around that.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, do I have it right that you kind of got that personality of either you're all in or all out? Am I getting you right on that? I've got to know you a little bit. Is that you?
Yes. That is 100% me.
Yeah. Well, I love it that the Lord got you all in, because that's what you needed, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what He needs. He needs a guy that's all in. So I can see that in you. I think that's great. Hey, let me divert just a little bit.
Yep.
Okay, so you spent a year in prison, mm-hmm. and then afterwards, maybe you rolled around the floor or didn't, I don't know. But now you're all in for Jesus. What do you think the difference is between a guy that looks to Jesus to get his immediate need met, get out of prison, aka, or get healed, or get my marriage fixed, or get that promotion, or whatever, and a guy that says, I got that, I got my need met, I'm out of prison, I got my marriage fixed, I got my job, whatever it is, but I want more. Which you're the I want more guy. What's the difference there?
Okay. So I think at some point I realized that the Bible says that He's the bridegroom and we are the bride. So honestly, I'm the feminine part of this relationship, even though I'm a man and I would kind of consider myself a guy's guy.
Yeah. Marine guy. You're that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And so once I realized that, and then I realized that Jesus was a lover, like he is king and he is priest and he is Lord of all, but he's also a lover. And so that means that the things that I care about that are in me are important to him. Mm. And I'll tell you a real stupid story real quick. We had we're on our second dog. Our first dog was a German Shepherd and like my first dog ever. Well, he died in like a 3-hour stretch, which was amazing because that's what I asked for. Like I didn't want to get him to the vet. Mm. But I'm laying on the floor and I'm not normally a crier, but I'm crying over this dog. And I just had this picture of Jesus, like, laying on the floor crying with me over this dog.
Wow.
And it was so much like, wow, even though I could care about all this other stuff, and even though he has all this other stuff that he wants to do, the fact that, like, my heart is hurt over this dumb dog, he was there. And it was really like, I want to know more about this guy that cares more about me than I even care about myself.
Mm. That's good.
Yeah. That's extraordinary. If you remember when Aaron was with us, this will play. We're taping now, but it'll play in weeks. You taught on the prophetic protocol, which is always a hard one, by the way. And the reason being, in my experience, is that people are afraid to step out and give their first prophecy or speak that encouraging word. I think the person that got me is like, oh my gosh, I got the pastor. which the word was right on target. I thrive on affirmation and confirmation from the Lord. And it really was just one of those words of affirmation and confirmation of where I felt like. That's a difficult one because people are reluctant. I find that even really experienced church people that really love the Lord are hesitant in this area. You did a good job of leading us in that, but you seem pretty free in the gift of prophecy. You seem pretty, I'm okay to give a word. Tell us about that. How did you get there to where you're like, you know what, it's okay. I can hear the Lord and give an encouraging, comforting, edifying word of prophecy.
Yeah. So I think, again, that goes back to the chicken line or chicken wire, whatever you say. It's just, God is always speaking. And because I go back to that lover again, because he is a lover, like he desires to talk to us. He desires to tell us things about ourselves and about our situations. And there's the willingness to like step out and say, like, if God's always speaking and I always want to listen and he wants to talk to people and me, that he is going to say good things. And a lot of people think that, get this idea that prophecy is like somebody's going to stand up there and call it my junk. It's not. It's the heart of God for you is what prophecy really comes down to. So even if it's just an, like, you know, so if you just go up to them and say, hi, I'm really happy to see you today and the Lord loves you, you have just prophesied. So start small, you know, start small and then just listen to the voice of the Lord and keep saying it and keep speaking. And that takes the fear out.
I heard one guy, and I'm fairly weak in this one here. So it's an interesting subject for me. I'm not your guy that goes up and prophesies very often. I am, as a pastor, I'm a guy that sometimes will get really strong words that do guide people's lives, but I'm not your average guy that just feels free to prophesy on the spot. But I heard one guy describe it as, it's a Kleenex approach of you take the first Kleenex and the next one comes. And that is, you speak the first word and then the next one comes. Has that been your experience? Does that illustrate how you experience giving a word of prophecy?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's like that, or in the broader sense where it gives the first word and then it will come easier for the next person, or it's already there for the next person. Or sometimes you're just like Ferris wheel and you're like, why am I just getting this Ferris wheel? So you got to go up and you got to start talking before the rest of it comes. But yes, it is always like a Kleenex. So once you start, the Lord is faithful and he loves the person more than you do to want to, and he wants to talk to them as well. Like I said, so once it's pulled, it keeps coming too.
So the discipline is get started, cross the chicken wire, the chicken wire. In other words, and the chicken wire is defined as what I'm afraid of. You got to get past that.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Real quick about your future. What do you hope your next step is? Now that what are your dreams and visions? Where do you want to go with this thing?
I'm glad that we asked. That I was hoping for this question.
Well, there you go. These are unscripted questions, by the way.
Yeah. No, I was hoping for this question because, as someone who, like, I prophesy, I give a word to the Lord and I believe it for them and I want them to believe it. You know, but it's hard for me sometimes to believe the words that other people give me.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's a very, like, as you're moving through the prophetic, like, you have to believe what people are selling to you too, if you want them to believe what you're telling them as well. So travel is what people have prophesied, like travel and not necessarily moving to different places, but like traveling around and teaching or whatever. And I'm up for that. But really ultimately, whatever the Lord says is my answer is yes.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe close with this thought, Aaron. You seem like a guy that, now that you've been through some life and some failures and some successes, that you're now saying, you know, I'm not sure what the rest of my life looks like, but whatever it is, I want to be involved in the ministry of Jesus Christ, helping other people. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say, and be encouraged that, like, whatever box you fit into, go with it. You know, you don't have to be... We all are called to evangelize and to preach and teach and give the word of the Lord. So just fit in your box and go with that.
Yeah, I love it. Aaron, great job, man. And congratulations. I told all the team, congratulations on overcoming the number one fear of America to get on stage and do some public speaking, right? You know, and I love your quiet confidence that really empowers people to say, man, I can cross that chicken wire, chicken line. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.